speaking to Darren Chinoy, Kasukura, who is on a tour to meet council officials in the country, says ZANU-PF members should stop using their positions to rob desperate and poor homeseekers of hard-earned cash. The minister, who also doubles up as the ZANU-PF National Commissar, said no one will be spared in his investigations and possible prosecutions. For years, homeseekers have had to buy land from companies owned by ZANU-PF officials who have themselves been given land for a pittance by ZANU-PF controlled councils. Some, it has been alleged, were just parceling out land to themselves for a song. Kasukwere said the police will spare no one despite their party positions.
And I want to warn all of us, let's not use our positions to rob the poor and weak in our society. Mm-hmm. And some of us are now becoming land barons at the expense of widows, mm-hmm. at the expense of child-headed families. Mm-hmm. It just can't work. Mm-hmm. We've got to have a human face. ZANU-PF is not a political party of thieves.
Kasukwere also delved into the controversial issue of huge salaries and perks being earned by council bosses around the country. He said his ministry is reviewing and will soon be announcing new salary structures so resources are channeled to service provisions more than salaries. He said the current salaries are too high for struggling residents to sustain.
Let's do what makes sense. You can't raise somebody earning $22,000 when your collection is about $70,000 per minute. What is that? Mm-hmm. My residents are asking this is China. My residents are asking one for everyone. My residents are Anan Gobaru says that someone threatens us that I have labor laws that will look after me. Come on, my foot. What labor law are you talking about?
The minister said his ministry has started dealing with what he said were wayward councillors who are in the habit of misusing council funds in unapproved allowances. He named two Gweru councillors whom he has already fired for the offence, adding he will soon be publishing a report from investigations into the issue. Kasukwere also warned companies, especially mining firms, to pay their dues to councils to lessen their financial problems.
These are the indigenization of our economy. Our people must benefit from their resources. Yes. Foreigners cannot eat more than us. This is our country. We put them pay. This is how we're going to run our country. So there is no apology. We have suffered already. Enough is enough. Our economy is going to go up anyway. We just want our farmers to work hard, to succeed on the land, and we are going to be who we are.
Kasukwere used his time in Chinoy to reinstate Chinoy town clerk Mundororo Mazai and the Chinoy mayor Test Michaels, who were fired by councillors 2 weeks ago. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.